Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mark Rohde, Dan Wiederer in for Rahimi and Harris today. You could call us Mark and Dan. You could call us Grody and Wiederer, or you could just call us the Take the North podcast, because that is a podcast that Dan and I perform a few days a week. We got an episode up and running right now if you want to check that out. And Dan and I both cover the Bears on just about a daily basis. And the way the NFL works these days, sometimes I mean that literally.
There's
something going on just about every day with the Chicago Bears.
I tried to take a little four-day weekend in mid-May, and the Caleb Williams rumpus occurred last Thursday. You know, here we are.
You were hilarious during that because you're like, I got stuff to say while you're sitting out at a bar in Wrigleyville with your friends.
It's going to have to wait till Monday.
Exactly. So I think the two podcasts ago, if you want to hear Dan's initial reaction to all of this, you should see that. That is a Dan Wiederer episode. He is one of the founding fathers of the Take the North podcast, along with our guy, David Hall. Let us get back to the phone lines here, because we're running out of time in this hour, and Emma has been waiting on the North Shore. Emma, hello. You're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Emma.
I am just at a point where I feel like discussing the Caleb thing with his dad is a distraction, and I feel like we need to leave him alone, and he needs to focus on Ben, his new coaches, actually having a coach, actually having a quarterback's coach, actually having an interior line. And I feel like, to piggyback on some of the other callers, like, Chicago wants success. I really believe that, but we can't be the distraction. I'm just wondering why we can't leave him alone right now and let him focus on the game. I think there's a reason why he did not address it last week. I think that he is trying to maybe move it, you know, put it behind him. But I want this city to give him the room to, like, work on his game this summer and not really fall privy to the root system of distraction, because it really tends to, you know, take the eye off the ball, per se.
We hear you, Emma. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Dan, what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, look, like, that's up to Caleb to wall himself off from distraction. I will say that the quickest way to gain closure on a situation like this, noise, disturbance, commotion, whatever you want to term it, is to just address it, hit it head on, close the book, and then move forward. By delaying this, Caleb Williams is going to speak to the media again at some point in his life. At that point, he is going to have to address this story, and then we will react to it, and then hopefully at that point it will be in the rearview mirror. As you and I talked about earlier this week, Grody, I do think that this does come back to the process of building trust and buy-in mutually between Ben and Caleb, right? Like, that's the next step in this. For this to go where this is supposed to go for the Bears, there has to be full buy-in, full trust both ways. Finding that path is something that the Bears have to work on, and understanding that Caleb came in here with understandable concerns about what he was going to be able to do in his rookie season is notable. Mm-hmm. His ability to address what those concerns were, how he put them behind him, and where he's at present day. Like, I need to hear what his present day mindset is with this coaching staff, because correct me if I'm wrong, the last time we heard from him was at Ben's introductory press conference. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So, yeah. Like, we've got a lot of ground to cover about where he's come since then. I can't remember if we've talked to him once since then or not.
Maybe there was one other. But, yeah, obviously this stuff had not come up.
Maybe, you know, he talked at the new coach minicamp, right, in April.
I think, like, honestly, that sounds. I said this on the podcast, but it sounds ridiculous to say. This stuff is good for Ben Johnson. All the Seth Wickersham article, because it's intel. It's all intelligence for him to be like, oh, you didn't learn that? Oh, you didn't like this? Like, well, I can see getting on, hey, Seth, can I get an early copy of that book? What else you got there? Yeah. Because this is all stuff that he can be the hero that comes in and says, oh, really? They did what else? Let me tell you how this really is done.
I'll take the deleted scenes too, right? Like, it doesn't all even have to be in the book. Just give me everything you got. Yeah. But I do think that's part, like that's the biggest job Ben Johnson has among 150 jobs that he's got to perform as the new coach of the Chicago Bears. It's figuring out how to get this quarterback in the right headspace and in the right lane to go be who he was supposed to be when he was drafted number one overall. This year is huge to that end. And so, yeah.
And trust me, Emma, like, we are the same in that regard. Like, we don't necessarily want to be talking about this, but it is exactly relevant. I mean, like, this is a number one overall pick. The first time you, this is in theory the best quarterback prospect that you've ever had, and it's the damn Chicago Bears quarterback. So every little piece of this is relevant right now. And the fact that his, the part that Dan, that makes it most relevant is that his growth in year one was stunted. So what does that mean today?
Right.
Does this
right.
year have to be a developmental year? Does this year, does it mean that this year, it's not till next year that
right.
we actually get to see the real Caleb Williams? That's relevant stuff.
You've heard me say it a dozen times that basically 2025 is a repeat of what 2024 was supposed to be in
yes.
terms of where you're trying to get the quarterback launched to, where you're trying to get to as a team to be relevant for a run of sustainable success. The one place where I would agree with Ross Tucker on is if you're going to go talk to a writer who's going to publish this stuff in a book and by extension excerpts that become a national conversation for a week and a half, maybe wait until after you've accomplished anything. Like if Caleb took the Bears to the Super Bowl and it was like, let me tell you the story of how this journey got started, then you'd be like, oh, that's a cool nugget.
Yeah.
Timing
yeah, I mean,
right now, it's like, oh.
Again, like you start the season 0-2, it's gonna be ugly.
Loud.
We gotta take a break. We're gonna actually take a quick Bears break, but we'll bring more. We're gonna bring in Fishy Business, Kevin Fishbane at 11:25 from The Athletic.